This is 6 minutes for 6 days with minimalism and declutter coach Simon Penn.
Welcome, Sim Penn. How are you?
I'm good, thank God. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How's it going?
Going well outside in Hurricane Katrina.
Oh,
Simon
really?
Was saying he doesn't know. I was like, yes, it's raining.
Thanks a lot.
It's raining.
Simon, you gave us work. You gave us homework last week.
Yes, I did.
And that homework was to declutter our closets. Mm-hmm. It's not so easy. It's actually taken me a lot longer than I thought.
But is it enjoyable?
It is very enjoyable, and I really feel like I'm offloading stuff.
Yeah. So then, nothing worthwhile in life is ever easy, to, Kathy.
You know, I feel like I'm speaking to my boba.
Honestly, I'm not sure how to respond to that.
Nothing in life is ever easy. All right, so where do we go from here? I mean, how long should this process take? Or is it an ongoing process?
Yeah, I really do think that decluttering one's life should be happening on a loop. It's certainly happening on a loop for me. But I would have to say that we're not done yet. We're certainly not done yet. If you've done your closet, good for you. If you're still busy with your closet, great, keep going. But I would like to say that I think the next most important space in the home that needs attention is the kitchen. And
what do you mean?
Call me an anti-feminist, but I basically spend most of my time at home in the kitchen.
Simone, I could never get rid of that potato masher that prevents me from actually opening the drawer.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem
and
for you,
Kathy.
That
potato slicer that automatically decores, that also stops you opening the drawer?
Oh, really? I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, you guys are going to have to get rid of those things because part of the process that I'm going to outline today involves opening drawers, proverbial and otherwise. So in terms of the kitchen, why am I saying the kitchen is the next most important? You know, as I said, for me, it's where I spend, you know, pretty much most of my time at home after the bedroom where I'm asleep, right. Well, trying to be asleep.
Right.
And it's kind of, you know, the old Jewish cliche, it's the epicenter of the home, the cooking, the smells.
Kitchen
this,
is, though.
Yeah, and we love eating. Who doesn't love eating, you know? But how do we make the experience of being in the kitchen and, of course, then in the home as, you know, zen and stress-free as possible?
Listen, as a kosher home,
right,
you know,
already.
You've got four of everything.
Yeah.
So four of everything. You've got a Pesach and a non-Pesach set of cutlery,
yeah.
Crockery, milk. And you've got a Pesach and a non-Pesach set of cutlery, crockery, accessories, whatever it is, meat.
Yeah, and then some people even take it further. Some people even have
And you've got parav as well.
Smart. Yeah.
And, right, some people have weekday, non-weekday, Shabbos.
Oh, Shabbos, that's right, I've got a Shabbos.
So that's why I want to kind of say, I've got a couple rules
that I follow, should I say.
Guys are non-starters. Non-starters.
I'm just happy that someone has given me permission to throw away that potato masher that has been preventing me from opening the drawer properly.
I don't give you permission to throw it away if you mash potatoes.
I'm not throwing it away. No, but it doesn't work. It's plastic.
Yeah, so it's gone. But recycle it, please. Hard plastic can be recycled.
Well, somebody else might be able to mash potatoes and have their drawers permanently
Let's
locked.
Let's focus.
All right, focus. Give us your rules, Simone.
Right. So last week I said you're going to look at every single item in your closet. This week I'm going to say something slightly different. As we just said, there's all these different sets that a person may have. Milk, meat, parav, smart, not smart, yom tov, weekday, la 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 la. I think that there is a sort of decluttered Zen holy grail within the kitchen, which can kind of be summarized by something I learned a while ago called the one touch rule. If you have to touch more than one thing to get the item you are seeking, your kitchen is too cluttered. So if I can open my kitchen cupboard and get to the pot that I need, my pot that I use every day for rice or grains or boiling my potatoes, that pot is good to go. If I have to take a stacked pile of pots and dishes and trays, take that out, put that on the counter, then move another one, then get the white pot. No, it's all wrong.
Oh my gosh, Tupperware lids.
No, don't even get me started. So what I'm going to say, because, yeah, as you can see from what's happening in the studio just amongst us, we can get carried away and carried away and carried away. What I'm going to say is this. The kind of same principle that applies to the clothing applies to your kitchen. Do you use this, not in the last season, do you use this every day or at least every meat meal? You know, one would kind of venture guess that your meal consists of a protein, a starch, a vegetable, and perhaps a salad. So, and then obviously, you know, we're going to have Shabbos, Yom Tovim, things like that. So let's look at it more holistically and say, the most I'm ever going to serve in my life is three salads. So I am going to pick my three most exceptional salad bowls, and those are the salad bowls. Zehu. There's not going to be the what if. There's no such thing as what if. There's no such thing as have to. Oh, I have to keep these because Borba Zeta gave them to me. No, you don't. Borba Zeta is not in the platter.
Borba Zeta was important.
Cook Borba Zeta's recipe. Think about Borba Zeta like sometimes, but, you know, donate the platter. And then I'm going to also say, pare down. Pick the most beautiful meat cutlery set that you have, and that is your meat cutlery set. Do not have a weekday and a this and a that, and apply this to each and every set of things. Your meat pots, one set. And you're not a big four things in the meal cooker. Great. You only need one pot. You need one pot that gets washed every day.
Simi Penn, that's where we leave it today. We've got to get to news headlines. Thank you very, very much. So our homework is to deal with the drawers in the kitchen.
Pare down.
Okay. Thank you very, very much.